Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Chabez. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chabez on Aleph, six lines from the top. The Gemara discusses now the details involved when Eved Kanani decides that he wants to remain with his owner longer, as we've been discussing in our shir, the halachas of Ritzia. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Yoimar yoimar." If the eved will say that he wants to hafti esadoni esishti, says the Gemara, we learn from here at shiyoyme veishna that the halacha of ritzia only applies if the eved says it twice. And I saw that many mefarshim quote Reb Chaim Brisker, who quoted Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin's etzal, who said that the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said he shouldn't, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Kosafta b'tayresecha." Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, "You wrote in your Torah, the Oima Yoima Eved, if the Eved should say, I have to Estoni Asishti, Vani Ahafti Oscha Vitarascha. I love you and your Torah, Ubanecha, and your children. I love them all. And Loyetzi Chavshi, Eni Mavakish Lomus. I don't want to die." So Moshe Rabbeinu says that just like we find, as we've been learning in our Shurim, that an Eved has a right to say that. And when the Eved says that, the Adon keeps him. The owner keeps as an Eved. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "You are Kadosh Baruch Hu who keep the words of the Torah, also should accept my tefillah and allow me to go into Eretz Yisrael." So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Says Rabbi Shaul Leib, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we learned in the Gemara, is the request of the Eved is not honored as we just learned, until he says it twice. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ravloch, atoysev daba elai oy b'davezeh. Don't say any more." Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu so particular that Moshe Rabbeinu should not say any more? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to Moshe Rabbeinu should repeat it. Because once Moshe Rabbeinu repeats it, he has to do what is said. And therefore, he said, don't say it again. There's a machlokes rishonim in explaining this halacha that you have to say it twice. The opinion of the Rambam is that you don't have to say it twice, two different times, as long as when the Eved says it, and as we've learned and will be learning, when and how long, till when could the Eved say it? But as long as the Eved says it in the proper time, he could say the same statement twice, and that would be satisfactory. The Rashi and the Ritva disagree. Rashi says that our Gemara is saying that you have to make, the Eved has to make the statement twice, and the two statements have to be said, the statement has to be said at two different times. One has to be said, as we're going to learn, before there is no longer equity of a pruta left in him. He has to make sure to say it before that period, that time comes. And the second time, he says it right as he's about to finish his term of Avdus. As he's about to finish his term of Avdus, he should make that statement second time. The Marin Belev agrees with Rashi that the two statements should not be made at the same time, but he says that what the Gemara means to say is that the entire statement that we're learning that the Torah says that the Eved makes should not all be said at one time. Part of it should be said at the beginning, and part of it should be said at the end. Amar b'tchila sheish. If somebody said at the beginning that he wants to stay, but he didn't say at the end, because the pasuk says, when does the Eved make this statement? The Eved makes this statement when he says, "Lo etze chafshi, I don't want to go free." So until the time that it is the time for him to go free, there's no point in making the statement. Ach yomer b'shas yitzia. So he has to make the statement at the time that he's about to leave. Omer b'soif sheish, but he said at the beginning. Omer b'soif, he said at the end. V'loyim b'tchila and in Eretz Hashem. Im yomer aimer at shem kishu eved. So the Gemara right away attempts to understand the Spraisa, because the Spraisa sort of is contradictory. Omar, and the Gemara reviews, the Braisa just said, Omar b'tchil sheish, if he said at the beginning of the 6 years that he doesn't want to go out, v'loi omar b'seif, sheish en inertza. He's not inertza, shenema loi etzei chavshi. My area, says the Gemara, why is that the reason why his statement is not accepted? My area, meloi etzei chavshi, why do we have to learn it from that pasuk? Typically, why isn't this halacha learned from the fact to be inan? What is part of the Eved statement? Part of the Eved statement is Ahavtis Adonis Ishti Vesponai. I love the family I now have. And at the beginning of his term of Avdus, the Lekop, he obviously doesn't have that. The Su, Amar B'Seish V'Loim V'Tchil Seish and Inertza, if he said at the end of the sixth, but not at the beginning, we just learned he doesn't have Ritzia, Shnema Eved, Ata B'Soiv Sheish Lav Evedhu. So the Gemara asks, why is that a problem? Why is he not considered an Eved at the end of his term? Therefore, says the Gemara, Amarava, as we just said, what is the definition of what he means to say? B'Tchila Pruta Achrayna, the Tchila means that he has to say as long as the owner still has equity in him of a pruta. B'soif, that's what betchila means. And b'soif means b'soif pruta achrayna, that when he has the less than of a pruta equity. And as we've quoted in previous shurim, Rashi learns the Gemara that when we speak when there's equity of a pruta and there's not equity of a pruta, it's not dependent on what his value is in the street, but rather the way to determine if there is equity of pruta or not is determined about how, based on how much the owner paid for him. Tana, Rabbanim, says the Gemara, Loi Isha, Rabbanim. If the Eved has a Shifcha Kananis and children, L'Rabbi Ein Isha Rabbanim, but the owner does not, Ein Anirza. Then the halacha is that they don't do it Tziyah. Shinema, because the pasuk says, Ki Ahevcha Ves Beisecha. He has to love you and the children. So the Gemara says that in order to have the halacha of Ritzia, the owner has to have a family as well. So the Tosfos Rosh says that even though the Gemara says that the owner has to have a family, it doesn't mean that he has to have a wife and children. As long as he has a wife, then the halacha of Ritzia could be applicable. The Marit disagrees, and the Marit says that if the owner has to have a wife and children, as the Gemara seems to say, and only when he has a wife and children is there no Ritzia. L'Rabbi Isha Bonim, but let's say the owner has a family, V'loy Ein Isha Bonim, but the Eved doesn't have a family, Ein Nirtza. Then the halacha of Nirtza doesn't apply, because as we learned, in order for Ritzia to apply, he makes the statement, I love my new family. If he doesn't have a new family, then he doesn't have Ritzia. Who Ayavis Rabbi? What will be the halacha if he loves his owner? However, the rabbi Eno Yahavoy, his owner does not love him. Then the halacha is Eirinirtza, we don't do Ritzia. Shenema, Ki Toivla Imach. They have to be satisfied with each other. On the other hand, Rabbi Ahava, if his owner loves him, who ain't Ahava's rabbi, but he doesn't love his owner, ain't an Eretz. Shenema kehefcha. He has to love him. So, of course, the Ritva asks, if he doesn't love his owner and he's not happy about being by the owner, so Ritzia is not something that he's obligated to do. If Ritzia is not something that he's not obligated to do, so then let him just choose not to do Ritzia. Why does the Torah say, well, if he doesn't love his owner, then he doesn't have to stay there? So the Ritva answers that, let's say he loves his family, but he doesn't, or he's doing this because he's so poor, he realizes that he needs to stay here, otherwise he won't have a source of income. And just because, says the Ritva, the Gemara is teaching us, just because he needs a source of income, that's not good enough reason for him to stay with the owner. He only has it if he likes it there. Rabbi Chaylov, who ain't a Chaylov, again, if his owner is unfortunately sick and he is not sick, then the halacha in and nirtza, again, we don't do it tziyah, because shenemar imach. The halacha is that they have to be on the same page. So some Seifer says that the Eved Ivri can exercise his privilege for hartzah even against the will of the owner. In other words, some Seifer says, if the Eved Ivri wants to remain there and he wants to go hartzah, the owner, again, given the conditions that we set are there, has to agree to what the Eved wants. The Chazon Ish disagrees. And he says that the only time we do hatsah is when both the Eved and the owner are happy with that. But if the Eved and the owner are not happy, then it's not going to be done. And I saw the Achrayim bring a raya that you don't need, that they both should be satisfied. Because we just quoted a few moments ago the Maril Diskin, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be an Eved Nirtza, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, it's not an option for you. If the halacha is that they both have to be agreeable, so then why don't we just say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't agreeable? And according to the Chazon Ish, if one of the parties is not agreeable, then there's no deal. So we see, says Sayyid Achroinim, that as long as the Eved wants, it doesn't make a difference what the owner wants. The Chazon Ish asks, why did the Torah introduce the concept of Hatzah that he should remain if he wants to remain and there was no Parsha of Ritzia? He could resell himself to the owner. So says the Chasam Sofer, if we say that the halacha is applicable in a case where the Eved doesn't want, where the owner doesn't want, but the Eved wants, that's good enough to do Ritzia, we could understand why the option of just getting himself sold again is not an option. Because we're referring to a situation where the owner doesn't want to buy him. Since the owner doesn't want to buy him, nobody could force the owner to buy him, but Ritzia, as long as the Eved is interested, is enough. However, according to the Chazon Ish, that says that the owner has to be satisfied as well. So if we're referring here to a situation that the Chasam Sofer, that the owner is satisfied and the Eved is satisfied, why do we have to go through the Ritzia process? Just sell yourself to the Adam. So answers the Chazon Ish, that there's a difference between an Eved who continues his term through Hatzah versus an Eved who begins a new term by reselling himself. He says that the Gemara we learned earlier on Daf Tezvav quote the Chachamim that say that a Meicher Atzmoi may not marry Shifcha Kananis. So now we're going to have the following situation, points out the Chazon Ish. If an Eved was sold by Beis Din and he married a Shifcha, and now if the halacha would be that after 6 years he goes free and that he can resell himself, but now he cannot marry the Shifcha. Because the first time he was given a Shifcha because he was married, because he was sold by Beis Din. And when sold by Beis Din, then the halacha is, he can get a Shifcha. So if he's going to be Nirtza, so the whole premise of Nirtza, as we're learning in the Gemara, is a hafti adonis ishti, and he stays with this new wife that he wants to stay with. But if it's going to be a new term, and that new term was created by him selling himself to the Eved, to the owner, So then he wouldn't be able to be married to the Shifcha. And the whole purpose is that he wants to stay with the Shifcha. Continues the Gemara, Bari Rabbi Barabaya, Im Shneim Choylamai. So he said that if the owner is sick, then there's no Ritzia, because they're not equivalent. It's not Imach. So ask the Gemara, Bari Rabbi Barabaya, Shneim Choylamai. What's going to be if they're both sick? Imach Beinan. Do we need that they should be equivalent? And if they're equivalent, if that's what's required, Vayikah, that we have. The imach is connected to the toivla imach. It's not just that they're equivalent, they're both happy. And if they're sick, v'oleka, and the Gemara remains with a taiku. So as we're learning, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, ki toivla imach. We learn from here, imach b'machal imach b'mishta. You have to treat the eved very well. What does it mean that you have to treat the eved very well? He should be, eat like you eat and drink like you eat. You, the owner, shouldn't be eating high-quality bread, and he's eating poor quality bread. You drink high-quality wine, and he drinks poor quality wine. You sleep on a comfortable mattress, and he sleeps on straw. Bikan Amru, says the Gemara, from here we see the kol ha koina eved ivri. Whoever buys an eved ivri, koina adam la'atzmai. So the Ritva says that it doesn't mean that they have to be exactly the same. The Ritva says a chiddush. He says what the Gemara means to say is you can't mistreat the eved. You have to treat him with respect and give him quality. It doesn't have to be that the exact same quality. On the other hand, as we've learned in a previous year, the halacha is that let's say the owner has limited amount of what to give. He should give it to the eved rather than take it to himself. And as we discussed, we don't have the opportunity to repeat that whole discussion. But that means that the owner has to take care of the eved more than he has to take care of himself, not like when two people are traveling together. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, V'yotzim imach, hu abonav imay. When he leaves, whenever he leaves, he and his entire family leave. Amar of Shimon. So if Shimon asked the obvious question, Imhu nimkar, if the Evid was sold, bonav abnoisim in the karim, what's pshat when the pasuk says, hu abonav imay, that his entire family leaves along with him? Where's his family here? Mikan, says the Gemara, Shirabai chai b'mazonis. That the owner has to support the family of the eved. And again, ask Rav Shimon, how did his wife ever become a shivcha that she's going out free? Says the Gemara, the owner has to supply the zonus of the owner. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, the halacha is that the Eved doesn't have to support Midaraisa, his children. The Gemara Masech Ksubis asked the Maral, says the obligation to support one's children is only Midrabanan. So why is the owner more obligated? Why is the owner more obligated than the husband himself? So the Maral answers, because the Torah goes out of its way to say ki toiv le'imach, what the Torah means to say with toiv le'imach is that the Eved himself, if he was married and home, indeed may not have to support his family. But here, he has to. So now, of course, the question is that the Rishonim debate, that the halacha is that when one supports his children and his children earn money, they have to turn it over to the father. When a husband supports a wife, as we learned also in Masechta Ksubis, under normal circumstances, the husband supports the wife, and the wife turns over her earnings to her husband. What will be, in this case, where the owner of the Eved Ivri is supporting the Eved Ivri's family, that do they have to turn over their earnings to the owner of the Eved? The opinion of the Ritva and the Ramban is that they do have to turn it over, just like they would have to turn it over to the husband's father. The Rambam disagrees. Moreover, there's another machlokes rishonim. Here the Gemara is saying that the owner has to support the children of the Eved Ivri, till what age? The Reim's opinion is until 6, and the Rambam says there's no age limit. As long as he has children, it is the responsibility of his owner to support them. Says the Gemara, why do we have to have a separate pasuk for the wife and a separate pasuk for the children? Says Mavet Tzricha, the Yashmin and Bonov, if we only have a pasuk that says that he has to support the children, the Labnei Mevet Mechonenu, they don't have the ability to support themselves. Aval Ishtoi, the Bas Mechle Mevet, the wife could go out to work. Let her go work and she'll have what to eat. But they don't have, the husband, the owner doesn't have to support her. The Eshmin Ishtoi, if we said that the owner has to support the wife, the Lavdak Laduri, it's not the custom that a wife should have to go try to find support. Avul Bon of the Dak Laduri, children, that was the start, the minig in those days. Emeloi, the owner shouldn't have to support them and let them go collect stucco that they should have, that they should have the ability to survive. That's why it's tzricha. We need a pasuk site both for the wife and for the children. Tana bottom says the Gemara, Ilu Nemer, had the Torah just said Ozne Bedelis, the Torah just would have said Ozne Bedelis, Hayisi Aymer, we would say, what does the pasuk mean? Shiitka Kineged Ozne Bedelis, that it would be enough that we should make a hole in the door next to his ear. Delis in, and therefore the halacha would be that we have to make the hole in the door, Oznoi Loi, but not in his ear. Ask the Gemara, how can we think that? That Oznoi Loi, that we wouldn't have to make a hole in the ear? V'ksiv, the pasuk says explicitly, V'rotz Adonov, as Oznoi B'Marzeya, that you have to make the hole in the ear. Elo, Hayisi Aymer, I would say, we should make the hole in the ear far away from the door. And then after we made the hole on the drill the hole in the ear, wherever we did it, then we should bring his ear next to the door. And now we should make the other side a hole in the ear, in the door. Keep on drilling in the ear. So that Torah is teaching us that we make the hole in the ear as the ear is by the door. The pasuk says, "V'gisha al adelus." If the Torah says adelus shemei ben akura be'en akura, whether the door is standing or you have just a door frame which is not connected in an actual door. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says al adelus al mezuzah. Ma mezuzah. The definition of a mezuzah is mu'umid, that it's standing. That's it's a doorway. Afdels Mu'umid, a doorway is only when it's standing. So based on this, the Noida Behuda has a very interesting discussion. He says that we know that every mezuzah has, every doorway has to have a mezuzah. So the discussion that the Noida Behuda begins is what's going to be if you have a mezuzah, let's say you have a flat door on the floor, and you open up that door and you go down the steps that you have there. Is that considered a doorway? So the Noida Behuda says that our Gemara just taught us that the definition of a mezuzah is mu'umid, is only when the doorway is standing. And therefore, says the Noida Behuda, if the doorway is not standing, it's not considered a doorway and it's not mechuyev in mezuzah. This Noida Behuda is a Madura Tinyana. Yoridei is Simen Kut Pei Dalet, and actually the Pischei Tshuva in Yoridei is Simen Reish Pei Zayin Sif Katan Aleph quotes that Noida Behuda. The Michas Alozer, the Shalos Michas Alozer, Tchelik Aleph Simen Lamed Vav, disagrees with the Noida Behuda. He says that such a mezuzah, such a doorway, like we said, that's flat on the floor, should have a mezuzah. He agrees that one doesn't make a bracha on such a mezuzah, on such a doorway. And that's actually the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal in his Sefer on Masechta Mezuzah. Says, so I saw that the Paiskim say, why is there a difference in halacha between the mezuzah? Why does the Michas Alozer say that these two mezuzahs are different? He says that the halacha of a mezuzah for
what's considered a mezuzah for mezuzah, putting on a mezuzah, and a mezuzah for here are two different halachas. And that's why he says, we know that even in the placing of the mezuzah, the meaning is to put it slanty, because the machlokes rishonim, should it be flat or should it be standing? So we see it's a different halach altogether. The similar shaila comes up, if somebody wants to make a sukkah underground, where you'll have a hole in the ground, and you'll put schach on top of the ground, and then you'll go down into that sukkah. So the halacha is, as far as certain areas of dira, hilchas dira, it's considered a dira serucha. It's not considered a befitting apartment. But say the poskim, that even though as far as other areas, as far as a chi of mezuzah, that Noida Behuda says there wouldn't be a chi of mezuzah under such circumstances, but it could be that that has nothing to do with what we're learning in our shir. And as far as what we're learning in our shir, as far as hilchas mezuzah is concerned, as far as hilchas sukkah is concerned, it would be a valid sukkah. Says the Gemara, Yochim Zaka Yedaris HaSamikra Zeh, he explained this pasuk where the Torah describes the process of Ritziah, Kemin Chaymer. So the Pshatim, what does Kemin Chaymer mean? Rashi explains that it's like a packet of perfume, something wonderful. And his Pshat is a wonderful Pshat. The Taisus quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that says the definition of Kemin Chaymer here means that the explanation that he gives is absolutely befitting what we're learning here, why the Torah says to do the hole in the ear. And explains the Gemara. Why is the ear different all other limbs in the body? That's the limb that we cut by Ritzia, that we make a hole by Ritzia. Says the Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizen Shama Koyla Har Sinai. The ear that heard me saying, B'shar Shamati, when I said, Kali B'nai Yisrael Avodim, the Klai Yisrael Avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'loi Avodim L'Avodim, they are not Avodim to other Avodim, V'olg Zeh, V'kona Adam L'Atzoy, and he went and took for himself an Adon, the halacha is that Yerotza, we have to give it a hole. So I saw many pshatim in this Gemara. So one pshat that I saw, it says in Pirkei Avos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yubeis, Kol Shechmasim Merubim Memasif, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Ein Chachmasim Meskayemis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that our Chachma should be backed up with action. This Eved is a prime example of an individual whose Chachma is not backed up with action. And that's why he deserves to have, that's why he deserves. I saw another pshat that the Eved that we're speaking about is an Eved that stole. And that's why he was sold as an Eved Ivri. This person, that how did he come to steal? How did he come to steal? How did he come to this? The answer is that he didn't get the lesson of Kali B'nei Yisrael Avodim. He didn't get the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us Parnasa. And if you steal, you don't have that lesson. Another pshat that I saw from the Maral suggests that the Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama that Pei Hei Amud Beis teaches us that if somebody damages someone else, and what he causes that he should not be able to hear anymore, the Gemara says that the person who does this has to pay the entire value of the Eved, of that person. Because a person who can't hear, the Gemara is suggesting, is worthless. What the Gemara is saying here is, a person who didn't hear the lesson of Keli B'nei Yisrael Avodim, a person who didn't inculcate that lesson, that's the person that should be treated like he can't hear. We make a hole in his ear. But then, many Achronim ask the question, If that's the point, so then we should make the ear, we should make the hole at the beginning, as soon as he stole and he sold for stealing. Why do we make the hole only after 6 years? So the Panim Yofas answers that the halacha is kim le b'derabim nei. We never give a person two punishments for one aveira. So the fact, says the Panim Yofas, that he gets sold to be an eved ivri because he can't afford to pay back for what he stole is already at one punishment. So therefore, at that point, we can't give him another punishment. When do we give him the second? But now, after the 6 years, where he still wants to stay in Eved, we give him a punishment in the ear. Another Pshat the Divrei Shol, Rabbi Yosef Shol, explains, he says that a person sometimes hears, but there's two different concepts. There's a concept to listen, and there's a concept to hear. Listen means that I hear the words that are being said. Hear means that I understand what is being said. So it explains as follows. A person stole and he sold as an Eved. The person who stole and is sold as an Eved, at the beginning when he sold as an Eved, doesn't really recognize what it means to be an Eved. And therefore, we can't have such serious claims against him because he doesn't really understand what it means to be an Eved. However, this Eved, who was an Eved for 6 years, and afterwards he knew what it means to be an Eved, a person, and not Eved Hashem, and he still wants to remain an Eved after being able to experience it, he still wants to be an Eved, then he deserves to have Ritzia. The Seicha Chochmas Torah says that when he sold at the beginning of his term, he sold because he has no money and there's no other option but to sell him. Here, so he's an oinus. It's against what he wants. But here, this person volunteered to remain an Eved. An individual who volunteers to remain an Eved deserves to have Ritzia. So of course the Mefarshim ask, the Pasuk says that Oizen Shishama Koli Al Har Sinai B'Shor Shamarati Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. So the question is, where does it say B'Har Sinai Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim? So one teretz that the Rav Shlomo Al-Ghazi suggests is that the Aseres Adibris begin with the words Asher Tzoysicha M'Beis Avodim. So Asher Tzoysicha M'Beis Avodim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim, where we were avodim to the Mitzrayim, to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zavodim. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is that we know that Rashi, at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, says, Mar inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Parshas Bahar speaks about Shemitah, and it says Bahar Sinai. So Rashi says that Ma Shemitah Nemrekel separate to Seb Sinai, just like Shemitah, all of the laws of Shemitah was said at Har Sinai, so too the entire Torah was said on Har Sinai. So it turns out the Pasuk that is in Parshas Bahar of Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avodim is a Pasuk that was said on Har Sinai. Another Pshat there of Yosef Engel in his Sefer Beis Oitzer suggests is Moshe Rabbeinu said Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avodim. Moshe Rabbeinu is considered an extension, whatever he says is considered that he's speaking as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since it's considered as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu said it, it's as if we heard it from Har Sinai. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz makes a very important point. He says, this halacha of Ritzia and this whole Gemara that we're learning, Oizen Shoshama Har Sinai, is not only applicable to the generation of Har Sinai. That is applicable for all future generations. So says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, from here we learn that every Jew is supposed to look at himself as if he was a Har Sinai. And what they heard at Har Sinai is as if he was by Har Sinai and heard those words, Oizen Zeh Shishama al har Sinai. I saw that the Sefer Tepuk Rechaim, very similar, says a pshat that many times people have a saying, an expression, it went in one ear and out the other. What does that mean? If you hear something and you really inculcate what you heard with both ears. If you didn't hear well, it's considered like you only heard with one ear. So says the Gemara, this individual is an individual, he only heard with one ear. And since he only heard with one ear, that's why it didn't retain, and he didn't have the lesson. I saw that the Sefer Chashuk Echemen asks a question. He says, we're learning now in the Gemara, the halacha is that Kili, that his ear is drilled because of the reasoning that we just gave. So he asks a question, what will be the halacha if there's an Eved Kanani, there's an Eved Ivri that wants to stay longer, and he has the Ritziah, but he doesn't want to have that simon on his ears forever. So what he does is, after he goes through the procedure, he'll go to a plastic surgeon and have the ear hole closed up. Would that be acceptable? So he says, of course it wouldn't be acceptable. The reason it wouldn't be acceptable, he says, is that the Gemara here is teaching us that we want the Eved Ivri, who accepted to be an Eved for longer, to walk around all the time with that lesson. Since we want him to walk around with that lesson, that's why we don't let him close up that hole. This Gemara is also the basis for another very famous halacha, and that is the question: if somebody accepts a job, and then he wants to walk away from the job, is he allowed to walk away from the job, or is he obligated to follow the contract? And based on this Gemara, the Keli B'nei Yisrael Avodim, V'loi Avodim La'Avodim, the halacha is that one, again, under normal circumstances, not one will cause a significant financial loss to the employee, the employer is allowed to walk out of a job that he's hired for. We're not Avodim to anyone besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shimon ben Rabbi Yehoyadah Shem Mikra Zekim and Chaymer. What did the Torah single out the door and the doorway? They were Edom and Mitzrayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the homes of Klal Yisrael, Vamati, and I announced Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, and therefore they were spared. V'loy avodim l'avodim, they are no longer avodim to Paroi. And at that point, v'itzesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took him out, me'avdus l'cheiris, so they became free people. And now, v'hol g'zev v'kodin odin l'atzmai, if this person didn't accept that lesson, yirotzu b'fneim, we drill his ear in front of that door. The Gemara begins now, the Mishnah, the Gemara begins now speaking about an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is nikna. How is an Eved Kanani sold? B'kesef, b'shtar, or b'chazaka. So the new kinyan here is chazaka, where the owner makes the Eved do something in front of him, and by doing something in front of him, that's how he showing that he's the owner, that's how he becomes an Eved Kanani. There's a very interesting machloikis achroinim. We know that men make a bracha by the Birchus HaShachar Shloyosani Isha. Women make a bracha Shorsani Kiritzoinim. And Eved Kanani, the halacha is mechuyev b'mitzvahs, is obligated in mitzvahs like an Isha. So what bracha does he make? The Kav HaChaim quotes the Birkei Yosef, who says that he makes the bracha of Shorsani Kiritzoinim, just like a woman. The Prima Godim says that he makes the bracha of Shloyosani Isha. And then there are those that suggest that he should say both. He should say Shloyosani Isha and Shosani Kiritzoinai. The Koinus Atzmai, how does an Eved Kanani go out? B'kesef aidei acherim. He goes out when other people give money on his behalf, as the Gemara is going to explain very extensively, because if he does, he can't have his own money, because kol ma shekana eved kana rabbi, v'shtar aidei atzmai. But if the Adon gives him a shtar, divrei Rameya, that's the opinion of Rameya. So Tosfos asks, we're going to learn in the Gemara that one of the ways an Evi goes out is b'shem v'ayin. That if the owner knocked out his tooth, his eye, he goes out free. So therefore the question is, why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? So Tosfos answers that there's an opinion in the Gemara that even somebody who goes out with shem v'ayin still needs a shtar shichur. And a shtar shichur is mentioned. The Ramban gives a different answer. The Ramban says, when an Eved goes out because of Shem V'ayin, it's not because that's one of the methods how an Eved Kanani goes out. The reason he goes out is because it's a penalty, it's a fine that the owner has to give him. It has to let him out. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. V'cham Maimrim, v'kesef adei atzmai, he goes out with ketzef for himself. V'b'shtar, he goes out aidei acherim. V'atshei kesef mishal acherim. Even the Rabbanan agree he can't have his own money. Says the Gemara, we began the Mishnah by saying that Eved Kanani goes out with, becomes an Eved Kanani with Kesef. Ask the Maran Manola, how do we know this? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, regarding Avadim Kananim, V'snachaltem oisem levnechem achrechem l'reshes achuza. So says the Gemara, Kishim akosel l'stei achuza. The Torah compares an Eved Kanani to a field. Mastei Chuzo is bought because b'shtar u'b'chazaka. Af Eved Kanani, so too is bought because b'shtar u'b'chazaka. Im Mastei Chuzo asked the Gemara, Chazeres l'balim b'yoyvel. We know that the halach is that by yoyvel, we spoke about this in our previous shurim, everything goes back to the original owner. So we should suggest, ask the Gemara, Af Eved Kanani Chayz Labalim B'Yoyvel should go back to his original owner B'Yoyvel. Tamalaymer, the Pasuk says, La'olam Behem Tavoidu, that he should always remain an Eved, and since he always remains an Eved, he doesn't go out B'Yoyvel. Tana, says the Gemara, Af B'Chalipin, another way to buy an Eved Kanani with Chalipin. Ask the Gemara of Tana Didon, why doesn't our Tana mention Chalipin? Says the Gemara, Mils, the lesson of Metatlin, a type of kinyan that doesn't apply by Metatlin as well, Ketani. Only something that doesn't apply by Metatlin is mentioned in the Mishnah. Mils, the Isim of Metatlin, but a type of kinyan that's applicable by Metatlin, like Ketani, is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Amishmul, Eved Kanani, Niknam, Mashicha. Another way of being an Eved Kanani is with Mashicha. Ketzad, what does that mean? Tokfai. If the person who purchases the Eved Kanani pulls him, uba atzloi, kanai. Kara, but if you just call him, uba atzla, and the Eved Kanani comes towards you, loi kana. Because since the Eved coming to you under such circumstances is because of his own free will, that's not considered that an act, how the owner is buying him. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Matana Don, Milsad Isim Matanta loi katani. Our Mishnah doesn't mention any type of kinyan that applies with Metatlin. The Lesim Metatlin, but kinyanim that aren't by Metatlin Ketani. And that's why our Mishnah didn't mention Mashicha, because Mashicha is a type of kinyan by Metatlin. But ask the Gemara, El Tana Barah, that mentions Chalipin. So just like that Tana mentioned Chalipin, ask the Gemara, Nisni Mashicha, why does he mention Mashicha as well? Answers the Gemara. The Tana mentions in the Braisa, Milsa de Isabem Makaka ben Matatlin, a kinyan that is works both by property and by Matatlin. However, Mashicha, which the Matatlin Isa, which could happen by Matatlin, however, obviously, Makaka Lesa, you can't do Mashicha Makaka, loik Tani. Ketzad, so the Mishnah says that Eved Kanani is bought with Mashicha. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Tokfai, if the buyer takes the Eved and bought Sloy, grabs him and brings it to him, Kanai. Karai, but if he calls him, and he comes to him, like Kana. Ask the Gemara, if the buyer called the Eved and the Eved came, loy, it's not a valid kinyan. V'kanya asked the Gemara, we learned in a braisa, ketzem mesira. We're going to discuss the various methods of buying an animal. And one of the methods that you could do a kinyan in animals, mesira. What is the definition of mesira? Achsa b'talafa, if you grab the foot of the animal. Besara, or you grab the hair of the animal. Buka shaleh, on its saddle. B'shlif shaleh, or b'prim b'shapia, what it's carrying, what it's muzzle in the mouth. Or b'zug b'shitzavara, a ring around its neck. Kana. Ketzad b'mashicha, that's mesira. What is mashicha? Karol aviba. If you call the animal, it comes. Or shikik shabamakal, or you give it a slap with a stick. You hit it with a stick, v'ratzalafanov, and it runs. Kivin shakroyad v'regel, as soon as it starts to move, kana. Ravasi v'amalei ravacha, I'm achatach l'funda melech ha-masoi. How much does that have to work? The length of that animal. So we see that calling an animal and it coming is a valid meshicha. So why shouldn't that be a valid meshicha by a Eved Kanani as well? Answers the Gemara, Amri. Behem adata demara azla. The animal, when it comes because the owner called it. Since it moved because the owner moved it, that's why it's considered a valid kinyan. But Eved adata denafshe kozel. When he goes on because of himself. And since he goes because of himself, that's why it's not considered a kinyan that the owner initiated. Says the Gemara, Amar Vashi, if that's the case, Eved Katan, who doesn't have das, kibehem adami, and if the owner calls that Eved and he comes, it's going to be a valid kinyan. Tana bana ketz b'chazaka. We learned in the Mishnah that an Eved Kanani can be bought with chazaka. What does that mean? Hitaloi menaloi. If the Eved untied the shoes of his owner, or he carried his clothing to the bathhouse. Hefshita, he undressed him. Hechitza, he washed him. Sochai, he smeared him. Gardai, he used something to take off scabs. Helbisha, he dressed him. Anilai, put on shoes. Higbia, he lifted him. Kanai. Amar Rav Shimon, by techazaka gdaila magbar, shagbar kaina bekamakim. And therefore, says Rav Shimon, if chazaka is considered a valid kinyan, hagbah, which is a stronger type of kinyan, certainly should be valid. The Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph teaches it. Amar Rav Yochanan, man de metargem lichavas aliba de chatana. If somebody is able to explain this Gemara, mevlina mana b'asrei lebe mesusa. Rav Yochanan had difficulty explaining a certain Mishnah. He said somebody who could explain it for me, I'm going to carry his clothing to the Beis HaMerchatz. What does that mean? So Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, learning Torah is so very, very precious to me. How precious is it to me? It's so precious that I'm prepared to be an Eved to the person who teaches me Torah. And he was saying that I'm prepared to do what an Eved does for his owner, even though it's quite embarrassing to be an Eved, but I'm prepared to do that just for somebody who's going to teach me Torah. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon just spoke about Agbar. What does he mean? Amar Rav Ashi, he'd be a hula rabbi if the Eved picked up the owner Kanoi. He'd be a rabbi loy, but if the owner picked up the Eved, loy Kanoi. On Rav Shimon, to which Rav Shimon commented, "Lo teichazok gedol magbar shagbar kainim kamakim," and therefore, just like if the owner picks up, if the Eved picks up the owner, it's a kinyan. So too, if the owner picks up the Eved, it's going to be a kinyan. Says the Gemara, "Hashda the Amr shagbi hu l'rabbi kanoi." If he picked up the owner, it's a good kinyan. Elamata shifcha kananis tekna v'bia. Why do we say that a shifcha kananis cannot have kinyan through bia? When they do the act of bia, that should be a hagbah. Says the Gemara, ki amrinan, when the Eved picks up the owner of kinyan, zen nena v'zem tzar, where the owner enjoys it, he's being picked up, and the Eved has the tircha of picking him up. Hacha, but when there's an act of bia, zeh v'zeh Nenuhu, and therefore it's not a valid kinyan. But ask the Gemara, what will be in a case where the B was done Shalai Kedaka, Michael Amemer? There is no Hana for the woman. Amar of Achibar Adam and Aha, Man Lema did not love Hana Islahulu Tavayu. Who says that she doesn't have Hana in that type of a Bia? Vaida, furthermore, Mishkave Ishaksiv. The Torah uses the Lashon Rabbim of Mishkave Isha to teach us Hakisha Kosh Kedarka Lishloi Kedarka, that the Loch of a Bia Kedarka and the Loch of a Bia Shloi Kedarka are the same. So if by Bia Kedarka was saying it wouldn't be a valid kinyan, and the reason we're saying it's not a valid kinyan is because there was no, because they're both having Hana, even by Shloi Kedarka, where that is not necessarily the case, it doesn't make a difference. Since the two types of bias are treated the same, if B Kedarka is not a Kenyan, then B Shloi Kedarka will not be a Kenyan either.